The elevation of your home is important. Your altitude helps determine your weather. Now, in our warm season, afternoons often bring clouds to mountain towns, while river valleys remain clear. But in the morning, it's the opposite, since sunshine generally rules then in the mountains, while thick early fog starts the day in valleys. Temperature falls dramatically with altitude. It's the famous adiabatic lapse rate, which amounts to about 4 degrees per 1,000 feet. As a result, Kingston or Albany, both just 200 feet above sea level, are typically 12 degrees warmer than Hunter Mountain in nearby Greene County. Our elevation affects us in lots of other ways, too. Each 1,000-foot rise boosts the sun's ultraviolet intensity by 4%. Radiation shoots up as well. Each of us gets about 360 millirems of radiation yearly, of which 300 comes from natural sources. But every 100 feet higher your home is located, and that's not much, brings you an extra millirem a year from space. Altitude affects water's boiling point, too. At Burlington, Vermont, whose elevation is just 200 feet, water boils at very nearly 212 degrees, and coffee is nice and hot. But places like Leadville, Colorado, have it boil at just 192 degrees. Where the Concorde used to fly, water boils at body temperature. Exposed eyes and blood simply bubble away. This unpleasant altitude is called the Armstrong limit. The elevations around here would seem impressive in low-lying Mississippi, but we are flatlanders to folks in the Rockies. It's all relative. We'd never think of Glens Falls as being at a lofty elevation, yet it sits at the same altitude as Florida's extreme highest point, Britton Hill. The altitude extremes in our listening area range from the Hudson River, which is essentially at sea level, to the 6,300-foot summit of Mount Washington, New Hampshire. Drive there and make a nice cup of hot chocolate, or rather, warm chocolate. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.